season. You know, New Year, it seems like this time of year we always, you know, the hype train starts rolling. We all get giddy about, yeah, about what's going to happen at E3, and it seems like we're always let down, and it came to my attention, to all of our attentions, that like, oh my god, we have an opportunity to get us all on tape, finally. You know, with what we predict and what we hope is going to happen at E3, and it'll give us some nice material to reflect on later in the year. So
okay, sure. So this is just for E3 right now, right?
Yeah.
Predictions.
E3 predictions, yeah. Not hopes.
You sure. Want to do predictions roundtable, hopes roundtable?
Yeah, I'll do all my predictions first.
Okay. All at once. I'm setting my number one.
Well,
okay. This is okay. It's not like any sequential order. It's just these are predictions. There are five predictions for
sure. Yeah.
E3. Okay. My number one is a refined 3DS model. A new, slimmer, bigger. Yeah, and if I can go a step further, bundled with Majora's Mask. That'd be my dream.
My prediction, number one, Smash Brothers release. Smash Brothers launch in 2013. Before the end of the year, I'll be playing Smash Brothers.
So my number one, and I'll go with my worst prediction that I kind of just tacked this one on. I predict a teaser for Halo 5.
Ah!
I agree. Number one. I'm predicting that they announce the subscription service with Xbox.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely going to happen.
Number two! Number two is that Battlefield 4 and the next Call of Duty, which is going to be developed by Infinity Ward, are going to launch this fall for the new Xbox.
It's not on the list, but I'll be shocked if there's one new console on the market by the end of the year.
All right. And
PC.
Battlefield will finally support 64 players on Xbox. 7.4.
Oh my, that would be good.
I didn't even think
about that.
They should make a super HD remake of Bad Company 2. I'd buy that.
My number two prediction, let's see which one I can do here. And I think that Xbox and PlayStation are going to keep pushing bullshit, is what I wrote down. And in brackets I wrote Kinect and Move. So
and it won't work. None
all
work.
Stupid yeah, peripheral yeah. bullshit that never works, and it's just gonna fail. And that's what I guarantee you. The conferences and stuff are gonna be focusing on integration with your cell phone, and it's gonna work this time. I swear, guys.
Okay, so sort of my 1.5, I guess. I predict that Microsoft before E3 will unveil the new Xbox, and Sony will like a month after, because they said they're waiting for Xbox to make the first move. And then at E3 they kind of get into what the systems are about. Like, we just get a picture and the fact that it's happening, and then at E3 they talk about them. So anyway, my number two, kind of coinciding with yours, is that Sony comes out with a tablet. I don't want it to happen, but I think they're going to do that. They're retiring the DualShock. I'm not in favor of that, but I think they're going to do something like that. They're going to ditch the Move, and PS4 is going to come out with some sort of thing.
I think
like
it's just going to be so goddamn close to the DualShock controller, but it won't be the DualShock controller.
If Sony releases Wii U? Because are you expecting them to benchmark new hardware?
Yeah. I feel like Sony's always pushed graphical power.
Well, the thing is, though, like they released an...
Okay, so my
number two
prediction, a game that will take Wii U into superstardom or super like fandom, is Pokemon U, with 3DS interaction,
with complete 3DS interaction,
and you know, the best figurines, game of my life. Figurines, much like Skylanders.
If they make a Pokemon is the only Skylanders thing... game, I'm gonna come in my pants. I choose you, Pikachu! Sitting in my underwear, sweating in my living room.
That's all they do. They.
Number three. So the new Xbox gets announced. Alongside it, Bungie takes the stage and talks about Destiny, saying that it's going to be exclusive. Well, like, it's going to be across everything, but it's going to be made, like, for the new Xbox.
Yep. All right, moving on.
Okay, my number three is sort of along the lines with you, that everybody keeps talking about how we're looking forward to E3 so we can find out what's going on with these new systems. They're both going to be announced before June.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things, right? There's announcement, and then there's unveiling.
We are going
and then
to see
like...
guaranteed leak or something. We are going to see what the controller looks like, what the system itself looks like, and shitty screenshots of what the graphics are going to look like before E3.
I'm saying...
probably even before GDC.
I think that there's going to be... if you see gameplay on any of these things, it won't even be nearly...
it'll like, be off-screen ass video.
Well, not even that. I don't think we're going to see actual running hardware for quite some time.
Number three. Number three, I predict no console will cost over $600.
Well, that's pretty safe.
That's reasonable.
Well, PS3 was $699.
No way they can launch for more than $449.
That's a lot. I can't part with $500.
Yeah,
I can.
We're gonna get to that later.
I'm being honest here. I think the systems are gonna retail for $899.
Sub prediction. The highest system. One you're gonna see is $499, and it's the premium PlayStation 4. $499.
Sub prediction
of his.
I'm thinking that there's going to be a Metal Gear game at E3. It's just, the numbers match up. I think it's going to happen.
That's your prediction?
Yeah, it's one of my predictions.
Metal Gear, you didn't say number that four. Was my four!
Wait. Shit.
You fucked it.
I opened something else.
Buy milk for me.
Kinect version 2.0.
Sorry.
Kinect version. So much stuff like, look what it can do! It's gonna scan the fucking you and everything you're wearing and put it in the game.
Nice.
None of it's gonna work.
Oh, hopefully it talks to you this time.
Remember Milo?
Oh god.
Hello, friend.
How did they
analyze the picture?
Oh.
I think beer just came out of his mouth.
So,
he had to leave the table.
Picture trying to scan a barcode on your phone versus trying to fucking read a drawing with your Kinect.
Oh my god.
Imagine the shape being rendered and put in the game. We're gonna keep pushing bullshit.
We've kind of hit this a little bit too. My number four, PlayStation 4 will not be released in 2013.
Could be possible.
I think that the next Xbox, which is just going to be called Xbox, is going to be released November. Probably November 12th. 11, 12,
November
13.
November 12th, eh?
11, 12, 13.
Just nice. My number four is, you kind of asked me this earlier, and I didn't want to say it, what I think Sony could do to position themselves ahead of everyone else. Is just focus more on home entertainment in a way that isn't horrible, which is what Xbox and them have done in the past. Things like coming out with their own TV streaming service that lets you watch shows as they're being aired, something like that, just a kind of home entertainment integration that actually works.
Yeah. My number four, Retro Studios is up to something, and I didn't know if I should hope that it's Star Fox or predict that it's Metroid. Which game do I truly want them to be making? I want an HD next gen Metroid game. All right, number five.
Number five. I'm predicting a Wii U price drop before the new Xbox comes out.
Amen.
The new PlayStation.
It's a good prediction.
Amen.
Because it's happening.
Oh my god. We got some levels on that. What happened to the old baby?
All right.
I hope smell integration comes out so you can smell our farts on the internet.
Smell-o-vision.
Danny's five.
My number five
is...
It's pretty good. It's probably the most reasonable one out of anything we've all said. The conferences are all going to suck. And we're all going to be just as disappointed as we've been every single year since 2000.
The way we've been talking about this podcast, just like, yeah, you know, and I predict this, and I hope. And it's just been like, Joe, if all of your predictions come true, it's going to be the best E3 I've ever seen in my life.
It's not. Wait.
My number five prediction is that something happens this E3 that gets us all on board on the same system.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And I don't know what it is. I think...
I know, that's why I said
imagine, I know.
Yeah, imagine it was just so fucking bad.
It's going to be.
Microsoft, they just focus on the new Kinect.
Exactly what's
you still
happen.
Can't see the bottom of the avatar.
Right, so my number five, I struggled. You're not going to know the cost of...
the consoles?
At E3?
Yeah, they're not going to say that.
I think they
It's not just saying here's our product. It's $500. They're going to wait to see if people think people will pay $500 for it. And if they will, it'll probably be $550. You know what I mean? Like,
Sony's going to wait on the price.
Everybody's going to wait on
the
price.
And Xbox is going to announce the price.
Hello!
Alright, we're back. And so we kind of went through our predictions. Now we're kind of just like, you know, the conversations keep gonna keep going on. I still got more things to talk about. So, Chad, you want to start with any like hopes, where not so much predictions where you don't expect or you don't think these are likely to happen, but like there's a slight possibility. There's a chance that these things are gonna get pulled off.
Well, yes, I do.
Cool.
My number one hope. This actually is probably my number one hope. I hope that Mirror's Edge 2 launches for the next Xbox.
Okay. My number one?
You're
counting up.
Hopes, whatever.
My number one hope. I'm just going to read them off as I got them. My hope, which is probably not going to happen, but it's a hope and I can hope whatever the fuck I want. Xbox and PS4 will both be released by November, December with a reasonable price. Cheaper than last
time. My number one hope is that a good Final Fantasy game comes out.
Hey,
finally.
22.
Bilbon smackin'.
Bilgrun smackhead.
Okay, so my hope, one of my hopes is anything Star Wars on Wii U would be nice.
Ooh,
nice. Particularly, and this is a little bit out of the realm of reality, but a new Rogue game.
Stop going.
Next.
A new rogue game for
You were looking right in my eyes as you cracked. That was
a new rogue A new rogue game for Wii U would be nice.
A new Crackdown. A nice. New Crackdown announcement.
Oh, just no. My number two is I would love to see Destiny as a launch title for the next Xbox.
I'm hoping they cancel Vita as my number two. Number two,
cancel it.
I hope they just pull it.
That's not an E3.
That's an E3 hope.
That's a hope.
I hope they cancel Vita and start focusing their energy.
Is it E3 hope?
It's an E3 hope.
So a big hope that I have is payment plans on new hardware. I think that would be amazing. That's the only way that I will be able to afford a second home console.
Number 3.
Is it 3? It's 3.
It is.
Yeah.
Number 3.
I got one more.
My number 3. Shadow Complex 2! Beam Squad!
Yes, right. Go, Dan.
No, it's Chad, isn't it? No, it's me.
Shadow Complex.
Oh, my hope.
Shut up, I can't read. It begins.
Oh. Alright, move on. Let's get this over with.
Oh, God. Number 3, I hope that the graphical power of the next-gen consoles are as big of a jump.
Shut the fuck up!
I can't wait to listen to this.
The graphical power of the next-gen consoles is as big of a jump from Xbox One to 360 was.
Yeah.
Like the...
Not gonna happen, but yeah.
It might.
Yeah.
It might happen.
Show's over. Number three,
I kind of talked about this already, but I hope Metal Gear Zeroes comes out at launch.
What is it, Zeroes? Why is it Zeroes?
Because it's a prequel.
So my last one, this is my last hope, like, and...
Wait, you're ending at 4?
I don't have any more. This could happen, you know, like, I'm thinking Nintendo announces major partnership with third party, and they've gotten help to make Star Fox.
Go, Chad.
Number 4. Next gen Viva Pinata.
Oh, eat my butt. Yeah.
Viva Pinati.
Number 4. Are we going the other way?
Whatever you want.
Sure, my fourth one, whatever number that is.
Dane, wait, I'm gonna let you finish, but...
Jesus.
I want Wii U to finally deliver.
My number 4, also my last one.
Oh, nice socks.
I'm hoping that a new Sly Cooper game comes out that's as fun as the first one.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, like, I wonder if there will be DLC for Nintendo games. I know, well, for 3DS, I mean, if I got another 9, like, levels to play from Super Mario U, that'd be awesome. I'd be on it like that.
Yeah, true.
One of my predictions that I erased, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have erased them, and should have just brought them up as honorable mentions, but was Wii U introducing some sort of achievement system.
That'd be awesome.
My
number 5? I want a new Star Fox.
Me too. Kind of hit on that already, so we can move through. My number 5, because I
that's honestly, what I want.
That's what do you want?
What we all want.
Yeah.
I sneeze. My number 5, just after seeing Watch Dogs and being impressed with it last year, I hope something good comes of it this year. I don't care if it's this gen or next gen, I just want that game.
It's never going up.
I just pray to God. I pray to God I am not disappointed again.
We won't be. It's going to be so good.
You know it's not.
It will be.
It's not.
Cameo 2 is going to come out.
Oh,
recording.
I predict that I will buy a Wii U before this year ends.
Really?
You kind of have to.
Listen, guys.
What?
If you're not going to buy a Wii U, please buy a Pro Controller so we can play Smash Brothers. It's all I want. I'll pay 10% of all your Pro Controllers.
We can custom make all our controllers.
Beeps and squawks.
I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
All range mode out.
All range mode!